With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. The Tampa Bay Rays win again. They become the first major league team since the 1987 Milwaukee Brewers to open up the season with 10 straight wins. Tampa Bay got a solo home run last night from Brandon Lowe in the eighth inning, and that was all they needed to beat the Red Sox 1-0. Lowe homered in his third straight game. He has 9 RBIs over his last 3 contests. The 87 Brewers and the 82 Atlanta Braves, they share the Major League record for best start to the season. That would be at 13-0. Boston and Tampa Bay play again today. This was the Rays' first win of the season. That was by fewer than 4 runs. Also, an American League record was tied last night as Texas left-hander Andrew Haney struck out 9 straight batters to start the game versus the Royals last night. Rangers won the game 11-2. Haney went 5 innings, gave up 1 unearned run and 2 hits, ended up with 10 strikeouts. He matched a record shared by Detroit reliever Tyler Alexander and also Tigers reliever Doug Fister. The Major League record for consecutive strikeouts is 10 in a row. Also yesterday, Max Scherzer shut down the Padres for 5 innings as the Mets defeated San Diego 5-0 in a playoff rematch from last year. Jeff McNeil and Francisco Lindor each had 2-run doubles as New York beat Padres starter Yu Darvish for the first time in his career. And the new rules seem to be working. Major League batting averages, they're up 16 points to a 249 overall in the first week and a half of the season with those new shift limits in place. Also, game times have dropped 31 minutes down to 2 minutes and 38 seconds for an average Major League game. That time is on track to be the lowest since 1984. Quicker baseball and a quicker pace here through the first week and a half of the season. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they've suspended center Rudy Gobert for their play-in game tonight against the Lakers. Gobert threw a punch on Sunday, kind of looked more like a shove at his teammate Kyle Anderson in an argument they had in the huddle during a timeout on Sunday. Gobert hit Anderson in the upper chest when they played at New Orleans in the second quarter. Timberwolves, they're at the Lakers tonight at 9 o'clock. That game's on TNT. If Minnesota beats the Lakers, they'll get the number 7 seed and face Memphis in the first round. If Minnesota loses, they still have a chance to make the playoffs. They would host the winner of New Orleans and Oklahoma City for the 8th seed, and they would take on the Denver Nuggets. Again, Lakers and Wolves tonight at 9 o'clock. First game in the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference will be Atlanta at Miami. That's at 6:30, also on TNT. And the WNBA draft was last night. Aaliyah Boston of South Carolina was the expected number 1 pick, and she did go number 1 overall to the Indiana Fever. It's the first time that Indiana has had the top pick in the WNBA draft. Aaliyah Boston, a 3-time AP All-American. He was also the Player of the Year last year as a junior. Indiana, they had the worst record in the league last year, going 5-31. Minnesota, they took a Diamond Miller of Maryland with the number 2 overall pick, while Dallas drafted Maddie Segrest of Villanova with the 3rd pick. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.